Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Growing concerns, college student protests over the war in Gaza may be creating some tough new challenges for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tornadoes ripping through the Midwest hit hard yesterday. Parts of Omaha, number of twisters have hit in Nebraska and Iowa, and forecasters say parts of the Midwest could see more rough weather over the weekend. This is SRN News.
This week on the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
The education we're serving up today ain't what it used to be, and it's proving to be somewhat worthless, and yet we're still paying tuition for it. There's got to be a change, but it doesn't come from taking care of other people's debts. I just see a lot of people willing to trade freedom and liberty for bigger government and socialism and Marxist values.
Streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Salem Podcast Network.
Hello again, friends. It's now 2 p.m. here at the JTR Roofing Weather Center, and I hope everybody enjoyed the first hour of the Narn with Mitch Berg. Coming up after this is hour number two with Mitch Berg, so get ready and buckle up. Otherwise, you can now listen to your favorite Patriot hosts and shows like Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and the Narn, all from your smart speaker. Just say play the Patriot Minneapolis, but first say enable the Patriot Minneapolis. From JTR Roofing Weather Center, we are going to see a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a low of 48.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. Wind beneath right wing, shining spot of red, sea of dingy, dismal, institutional blue. Northern Alliance Radio Network, you know the drill by now. It's been 20 years going on 21 that I've been introducing the show with one variety or another of those things. And like the moon, the tide, and the DFL breaking records for depravity, these are things you can count on happening. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, Saturdays and Sundays, they keep us down to 8 hours a week total just to make it fair. The rest of the media knows when they can't stand up to get to the full force of the Narn. By the way, the full force is Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up at the top of the hour here after 3 o'clock. Brad Carlson, the closer edition of the Northern Alliance, coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. And, of course, King Banyan, charter member of the Narn, the last guy standing other than myself from the original phalanx of Narnites going back to 2004. He's every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Either way, together, we are the four horsemen of the apocalypse of truth, riding forth onto the landscape every weekend to do battle with the forces of evil, smiting them, having a snack and making look easy. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Normally the number would be 651-289-4488. It will be when Jack joins us here in about an hour. It will be tomorrow when Brad takes over. However, today I am honored to be downtown at the Minnesota State Capitol helping out, volunteering at the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus annual gun owners rally at the Capitol. Now, this is a pre-recorded broadcast, so I don't know what the turnout's going to be, but if it's like last year and the year before and every year that they've had them, with the exception of the year or two for the pandemic, it's going to be lit. It's going to be packed. There's going to be people packing all three floors inside the rotunda. It's going to be an inspirational setting for all of us who fight for America's essential liberties. And I say essential liberties because I treat, well, I try not to be a guns-only voter, and I'm not. But the Second Amendment is a litmus test. People who support the spirit and meaning of the Second Amendment as the Founding Fathers intended tend to be pretty good on all the other civil liberties, especially the other nine parts of the Bill of Rights. And people who don't, well, they're people like Nicole Mitchell, who thinks that the public good, as defined by whoever happens to be sitting in that mahogany office at any given time, gets to define what your rights are. And that's just wrong. These are inalienable rights. The right to speak, the right to one's conscience, the right to publish and worship as one sees fit, according to the dictates of one's own conscience, whatever that may be, as long as you harm nobody else, the right to defend yourself, your home, your family, your community, and your freedoms, the right to privacy, the right to innocence until proof of guilt and representation and due process, the right to due process in punishments, and the right to have the powers that were invested in the people and the states and the federal government, the various branches of the federal government, not only that, properly apportioned and practiced by all the parties involved, as opposed to scooped up and used by demagogues at any level. Those are important. And people who support the Second Amendment tend to be really good at all the rest of them. And people who don't, well, we heard Nicole Mitchell talking in the first segment of the show here an hour ago, and we'll be hearing much more of that as we go forward here, because the DFL, as you are well aware, if you are like me heading home from the Second Amendment rally at the Capitol right now, you know what is afoot. You know that in the last session they passed universal registration. They call it background checks, but it's registration. They passed red flag gun confiscation laws, which do nothing for suicide, nothing for crime, nothing for much of anything but empowering the insane to go after the law-abiding gun owner. And now they're working on a safe storage law, which has every possibility of walking all over the Fourth Amendment. Not as bad as the one they tried to jam through last year. We beat them back on that one, hence they amended it to be modestly less objectionable. But it is, in fact, still a potential Fourth Amendment violation. It is the camel's nose in the tent, not only for Fourth Amendment grounds, but the Second Amendment as well. It is a direct violation of your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. It makes, in its current form, as of a couple days before this broadcast, it makes no exception for people who don't have children at home, like yours truly. It makes no exception for people who live out in the country and need fast access to firearms in case they got, I don't know, a fox running through their hen house. It makes no exceptions for anyone, because the DFL isn't, when it comes to guns, is not about the nuance. It is not about the reality. It's about the ideological, dare I say, pseudo-religious aspects of stomping down on the law-abiding gun owners. That is to say, you and I. Now, there was a time I may have been just a tad sympathetic to that. I did not grow up in a shooting household. My parents were not, my father did not grow up in an outdoorsy household. He had grew up with a widow for a mother from age five on, and they had to sell all grandpa's firearms to, I don't know, pay the bills in 1942. My mother had less excuse. My grandfather on her side was something of an outdoorsman, had a decent little collection of firearms, which I was not allowed anywhere near. And I grew up probably pretty anti-gun for a stretch. A few things changed my mind about that. Reading about the Holocaust was a big one. Reading about, having a break-in myself that I managed to scare off by racking around in a firearm. That kind of convinced me that guns had something to do with being one of the good guys. Oh, I did. And another piece that I will be posting at shotinthedark.info later on today, entitled A Nation of Cowards, that came out in 1992 in Public Interest Magazine, and spelled out the case for why citizens should not only own firearms, but be proficient in their use and, to the extent legally possible, carry them. And by the way, the situation in the United States has changed so drastically since then. Anytime you think the conservatives and pro-liberty people haven't made any progress in this society, look at the Second Amendment issue. In 1990, there were 8 states that allowed shall-issue carry permitting. One state that had constitutional carry, Vermont. Alaska picked it up shortly after this. And only 8, 9 actually, 1987, Florida became the first large state to adopt shall-issue permit reforms. And over the next decade and a half, there was a virtual tsunami of states that got on board with shall-issue. In other words, the state had to prove you didn't have a right to a carry permit. Minnesota was one of them in 2003 and again in 2005 after a DFL pet judge finally got smacked down, pimp slapped like he deserved, weasel. Anyway, yes, I'm still angry about that. Anyway, the piece in 1992 by a fellow named Jeffrey Snyder was called A Nation of Cowards, and the whole thing is an essential read. But it comes down to this for me, and this is why this helped crystallize my views on the Second Amendment and on being a gun owner. I didn't own guns before this. Well, I did, but I got rid of them when I was married. But this changed that. And the whole piece is worth a read. I'm going to post it at shotinthedark.info after the show when I get a moment here. But one of many bits and pieces, one of many highlights of this piece is this. And I quote, "Is your life worth protecting? If so, whose responsibility is it to protect it? If you believe it's the police's, not only are you wrong, because the courts universally rule they have no legal obligation to do so, but you face some serious moral quandaries. How do you rightfully ask another human being to risk his life to protect yours when you will assume no responsibility yourself? Because it's his job and we pay him to die for it, to do it, because your life is of incalculable value. But his is only worth the $30,000 salary we pay him, probably $50,000 after inflation today. If you believe it reprehensible to possess the means and will to use lethal force to repel a criminal assault, how can you call upon another person to do it for you? Do you believe that you are forbidden to protect yourself because the police are better qualified to protect you? Because they know what they're doing, but you're a rank amateur? Now, put aside this is equivalent to believing that only concert pianists should play the piano and only professional athletes should throw a ball around. What exactly are these special qualities possessed only by the police and beyond the rest of us mere mortals? One who values his life takes seriously his responsibilities to his family, his community, and will possess and cultivate the means of fighting back and will retaliate when threatened with death or grievous injury to himself or a loved one. He will never be content to rely solely on the coppers for his safety or to think he has done all that is possible by being aware of the surroundings and taking measures of avoidance. Let's not mince words. He will be armed, he will be trained in the use of his weapons, and he will defend himself when faced with lethal violence. Fortunately, there is a weapon for preserving life and liberty that can be wielded effectively by almost anyone, the handgun. Small and light enough to be carried habitually, lethal, but unlike the knife or sword, not demanding great skill or strength, it really is the great equalizer, requiring only some hand-eye coordination and a modicum of ability to remain cool under pressure. It can be used effectively by the old and the weak against the young and the strong, by the one against the many." And that hit me like a cinder block dropped from the top of a water tower 30 years ago. And while I may have been a lukewarm Second Amendment advocate before reading that piece, I came out of there, rhetorically speaking, swinging like a howling mad Viking coming in from the sea. And that I remain all these years later. And that I remain, along with many of you, and expressing that down at the Minnesota State Capitol today, from whence I believe we are all heading home right now, hopefully. And if you're not, I urge you to read A Nation of Cowards by Jeffrey Snyder. I'll be posting it in the show post at shotinthedark.info momentarily here. Go nowhere. When we come back, oh, so much to talk about here. Let's talk about
The reenactment of Kristallnacht going on around the country today. Go nowhere. United Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to life outside the classroom as adults, be it work and career readiness, money management, or starting a business. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Are you tired of bouncing over your sunken apron into your garage, shoveling snow off an uneven driveway, or stubbing your toe on your uneven sidewalk? Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We can fix your settled concrete with a more permanent solution than mudjacking. Expert Concrete Raising uses a high-density polyurethane foam. It doesn't deteriorate, shrink, or wash away over time. Get it done right the first time. For a free estimate, contact the second-generation concrete raising business at expertconcreteraising.com. That's expertconcreteraising.com.
Since your child spends most of their day at school, it's important to consider the influence a school has on their life. In a recent national survey, more than 70% of educators said that students misbehave more now than before the pandemic. Christian schools work to foster kindness, respect, and responsibility every day. Would you like a Christian education for half price? Check out schools like Foundations Christian Academy, Laurel Community School, and Heritage Christian Academy on TwinCitiesTuitions.com to apply for half price tuition today.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
There are over 5 million podcasts out there with over 70 million episodes between them. But let's face it, only a few have the Salem stamp of approval. Before getting lost in that jungle, find the ones we recommend at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or the app. Find Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie, and tons more. We vet their content so you don't have to. And the nice thing is this, just like this radio station, they're always on message. SalemPodcastNetwork.com. She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on The Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Hey, don't forget Capital Ministries Week in examining today's thorny contemporary issues through the Bible's timeless lens. Join us as Ralph Drollinger, Bible teacher to America's national political leaders. By the way, he leads Bible studies every week on Capitol Hill to U.S. senators and representatives. Also leads a Bible study remotely via the internet for former White House cabinet members, staff, governors, the whole nine yards. Anyway, it's Saturday mornings at AM 1280, The Patriot. Make sure you join it. 7 o'clock in the morning. Mitch Burr, on my way back from the state capitol as we speak, hopefully after having showed a whole lot of DFLers that we, the law-abiding gun owners of Minnesota, are not for turning. Oh, we came to kick butt and chew bubble gum, and we were fresh out of bubble gum. And you know what that leaves us with? At any rate, and I think the DFL might be starting to realize it. It doesn't mean they're going to hold up. In fact, I think this is going to redouble. The fact that there are some potentially disturbing elements on the horizon for the DFL and the Democrats nationwide actually make them triple down on their push to keep Nicole Mitchell sitting in that Senate chair, whether she's in an orange jumpsuit and shackles or out on bail or who knows, maybe a head in a jar of preservatives. I have no idea. Because that's the DFL strategy these days. When you have power, use it.
It's there for the using. Jam down everything you can. Now, Nicole Mitchell's presence in the Senate is the only thing that enables that. So suspect that they will be bringing her in whatever it takes. And if you are looking at it from their perspective, that's all for very good reason. President Biden is polling dreadfully nationwide. Some of the worst polling a president's ever had. He's polling several points before below where Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. And by the way, Donald Trump was not super popular at this point in his presidency. You recall 4 years ago how things were going in the United States 4 years ago as the pandemic was gathering, as the strife between the parties was teeing off in a big way, and we were heading towards a presidential election. But the President Biden's polling is not holding up. He is doing worse than Donald Trump was 4 years ago. Even in Minnesota, there was a poll that came out a few weeks ago that showed that Trump is within 2 points of President Potato here in Minnesota. Now, as with 2016, I'm going to go with the conventional wisdom, where, by the way, Donald Trump came in 2 points behind Hillary Clinton in 2016 here in Minnesota. You could say it was because Donald Trump was a great candidate. You could say, I suspect more accurately, that Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate and almost lost Minnesota. Either way, it was a 2-point race by the time all was said and done. And Trump is polling better now nationwide than he was 8 years ago, way better than he was 4 years ago. I say this as a non-Donald Trump fan. I will take it over the alternative. By the way, the alternative to President Potato, Vice President Harris, polling even worse. The worst polling a vice president has had in recent memory. Worse than Spiro Agnew? I don't know. Spiro Agnew, by the way, was indicted for all sorts of corruption charges. Worse than that. I don't know about that. But the worst since Spiro Agnew, far and away. Worse than Dan Quayle? Oh, you know it. So, not only do we have that, we have Angie Craig, as we talked about last week in our discussion with Taylor Rahm, backing and filling and trying to come across as a moderate. You can start to see ads with her four-wheeling around Dakota County, maybe actually it's in rural Virginia. Anyway, in a Jeep, something that no self-respecting DFL inside the 494-694 corridor will be seen dead in. She will be out there. In fact, I fully expect that Jeep to have a gun rack in the back with a couple of shotguns, not an AR-15. She knows where her bread's buttered. But I expect a shotgun, maybe a hunting rifle. She is tap dancing like Ben Vereen right now. And with good reason. The polling for the way the DFL is handling this state and the way President Potato is running the economy and the border and foreign relations and pretty much everything that matters to a president is not doing all that well. And the Democrats nationwide and here in Minnesota are reacting. They are reacting in ways that may be right on point, and some ways they're just flat out ridiculous. One of them trying to basically get Democrats to the polls, because that's really what this election is going to come to. Get every Democrat who can walk or be exhumed from a graveyard to go into the poll and fill in a ballot for them. And they're going to try and do whatever it takes. And they're going to do this by means that are, well, I said sublime. Let's start with the ridiculous. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who no way, no how defrauded the world about her being a Native American, decided she knows what really matters and is going straight for the jugular on an issue of immediate importance to every American with a living soul.
Green text on iPhones, they're ruining relationships.
What?
That's right. Non-iPhone users everywhere are being excluded from group texts, from sports teams chats to birthday chats to vacation plan chats.
What?
They're getting cut out, missing out on plans and conversations. And who's to blame here? Apple. That's just one of the dirty tactics that Apple uses to keep a stranglehold on the smartphone market. Apple has used its monopoly on smartphones to lock Americans into services amass billions of dollars in profits.
Hold it right there. In fact, I think I'm done with it. You get the idea. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who no way, no how defrauded the nation about being a Native American, who is literally as Native American as I personally am African American, literally, like seven generations back, one ancestor, we're the same. Sisters from a different, no, I'm a guy. No, brother from a different mother. That's me. Me and Elizabeth Warren, except she's Native American and I'm like 1,024th sub-Saharan African. I take it up with 23andMe. This is her. And by the way, this. If you have a smartphone and you're using a chat, messages that come from Apple devices, iPhones, iPads, iChat on a desktop or laptop, they come through in blue, and they have other features like being able to put emojis onto messages. Whereas if you're communicating with someone who has an Android or a Huawei or a Windows phone, those same messages come through in green, and you can't embed the little emojis with the responses. And if you're listening to me saying this, you think you can't even explain what it is, much less why it's a problem. Exactly. Any relationship that gets thrown off track by the fact that somebody's has different chat features based on whether they have bought the proprietary technology that Apple brings to chat is doesn't belong in that relationship. And the importance of this functionality to, what was she said, sports chats? May just be me, but I think somehow they can soldier on through one way or the other. Again, I'm no expert, but I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express once. That's Senator Warren. I don't think that one's going to fly. This next one, however, cut two. This is an ad that is playing right now as the Democrats do something that I think, on the one hand, violates Berg's 24th law, and on the other hand, well, give it a listen.
We're almost there.
Couple girls driving down the road.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now, I have said before that the DFL, the Democrats in general nationwide, are going to try to convince, literally convince people that the Supreme Court is on track to overturn Roe versus Wade again in the coming session between now and the election if they don't turn out. And as Berg's 24th law clearly states, any Democrat can say anything they want without fear of their voters exerting any critical thought on it or the media setting anyone straight. Roe versus Wade can't be overturned again, but that doesn't stop the DFL and the Democrats from trying to convince low-information voters who, by the way, may not be stupid and may not be uneducated, although it's an absolute lock that they may be better schooled than educated. At any rate, telling people they're coming for your abortions is not only playing on the hysteria of the uninformed, which it is, it's also wrong because Donald Trump, they invoked Trump Republicans, is in fact more moderate on the issue than President Biden. President Biden is pushing for a nationwide abortion till birth legislation. No questions, public funding, and no questions about it. Donald Trump, and by the way, people like you and I most likely are saying human life from conception. Moment of conception, it's a human being. I'm down with that. I get you. But there will be a compromise between the two sides that no one's going to be happy with, but the people in the middle are going to drive this one. And Donald Trump favors a ban on abortions after 16 weeks, which, by the way, is about 6 weeks later than any country in Europe except the Netherlands. And a few weeks later, months longer, by the way, than some European countries like, say, Poland. And is, in fact, right in line with the vast majority of the American people who want some abortion, for better or worse. But don't agree that a baby isn't a baby until the moment it emerges by whatever means from the mother or perhaps even later. Donald Trump is the moderate on this issue. Believe it or not. Much more when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. She said, will you come and fight and forgive me? She said,
if you're getting bids on siding, roofing, or windows, save thousands by having bids from multiple contractors sent right to you while skipping all the salespeople. Contact me today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
November 2nd, 2020, marked the 100th anniversary of the first commercial radio broadcast. Guess what? We're still here, and we're bigger and better than ever. You can still listen to us over this great radio station, but now there are no limitations. Your smartphone is now your smart radio. Listen to us online, on the app, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. Your smart speaker can find us, too. With radio, there's no separation anxiety. We're always on. We are Freedom 1570.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And don't forget, with the Patriot Half Off Deals program, you can save how much? I don't want to see the same hands here. Is it 30%? No, 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 no. Is it 40%? 49%? A stop wasting my time. No, no, no. You can save 50% or more on great products and services in the Metro. What are we gonna do now? What you're gonna do now is get half off on something cool, like Breathe Freedom from Nicotine. Kick the habit, and you can save tons of dough when you quit smoking, chewing, vaping, whatever. It's a smart investment in your well-being and your health. Today, you can save half off Breathe Therapy. Half off at MendoDeals.com. That's MNDeals.com. Or call 651-405-8800. Or as the usual voiceover guy says, 605-405-8800. I keep wondering, is that the guy from Metallica doing those voiceovers? Kirk Hammett? I don't know if it is. I'll have to get back to you on that. Brad Carlson will no doubt text me on this. He will know. He's my one-man fact-checking department. Normally, found at 651-289-4488. I suspect in about a half hour, you can give Jack Tomczak a call at that same number. By the way,
3 weeks ago, we had the Northern Alliance 20th anniversary party, and we are counting down to the halfway to 21 party at some point coming up here. Details, well, those are need to know, but pretty soon you will be among those who need to know. So stay tuned, pass the word, build the excitement, build an appetite. Remember how much fun you had if you were there. Remember how crazy you got driven talking, hearing people talk about it if you didn't make it there, and resolve to change things next time around. We're going to do this again. We had so much fun. Station had so much fun. Jack and Brad and I had so much fun. We'll try and get King Banyan down next time, too. Fingers crossed. At any rate, if you heard that sound, that crashing sound all around you over this past several months, but especially this last week, that sound is the sound of the prestige of America's elite academy crashing to the ground in flames, in dust, looking like one of those comical attempts at early powered flight that collapsed. If you're of a certain age, you've seen this old black and white photos of machines with flapping wings falling apart. That's the regard that America has, or at least should have, for our, quote, elite institutes of education over this past few weeks. And this past week in particular has been especially disgraceful. Now, after October 7th, in the immediate aftermath of the Hamas attack on Israel, you had the disgraceful image of the presidents of Harvard, Penn State, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology being interviewed in congressional hearings and being unable to draw a line where anti-Semitism was actually bad, where students that were actively calling for genocide against Jews, which, by the way, chanting "from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free," is. There is no other interpretation to it. It's no less ambiguous than anything, than burning a cross in someone's yard if you're a Ku Klux Klansman. It is the same, morally, exactly the same statement. Burning a cross, saying, "We're coming for you." It's what it is. Harvard and MIT and Penn State disgraced the nation's elite academy last year in the immediate aftermath of the attack by Hamas, which, by the way, well, we'll come back to that. Columbia University and to a almost equal extent, Harvard, Yale, and UC Berkeley have basically told them both, yeah, hold my kombucha here. Hold my charades. Because over this past week, the scene at Columbia University has been something that is, you looks like footage you've seen from the 1930s in Germany. Now, I want to make sure that we put this exactly right here, because I'm going to go into an area where it's a little rhetorically dodgy. And it's rhetorically dodgy because of the left. Dennis Prager says everything the left touches, it destroys, and the language has been part of that. The language has not been immune to destruction by the left. Most notoriously, most appositely for this discussion right now, the term fascist has been debased to an extent that, from which I hope there is some moral culpability someday. Now the term fascism means it's a bit of a Rorschach blob, and it has the benefit, or the opposite of a benefit, of having been controlled by some of the least savory characters in our society for this last little over 100 years now. I mean, the term fascist started in Italy in 1920, when a group of Italian socialists realized that internationalism was not going to play with Italy, which was a brand new, very young, very nationalistic country, also very agrarian. They didn't have a industrial class, which is what Marxism and socialism always said they relied on, the idea of an industrial proletariat like in the UK or Germany or America to take root in. Italy was Catholic, conservative, brand new, very proud of being Italy. They had just formed as a country like 30, 40 years earlier,
in the 1860s. So fascism started out as basically socialism, but with nationalism replacing internationalism. Now, that's the academic definition. That's the definition you would use in a political science class if you had an honest political science teacher, which good luck with that. Anyway, these days, at least at most of your major universities. But when you talk about somebody you can call, I don't like using the term fascist because, again, it's a Rorschach blob. And what it really means, the context we're really talking about is an authoritarian, someone who believes that might makes right. As it turns out, fascists believed that. In fact, they lived that. So did communists, of course. And so has every other, so did every monarch in history, for that matter. So, by the way, do similar non-governmental structures, like, I don't know, street gangs, organized crime syndicates. I mean, the difference between Vladimir Lenin and John Gotti was just a matter of having state power and the urge to use it to enforce your will by drenching yourself and your society in blood. Could John Gotti have done it if he took over an entire country? His call. John Gotti was probably morally a level or two above the likes of Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, and the like. But I digress. I'm getting into political science classes here. The idea behind a fascist is that they are utopians. It doesn't matter if they're on the left or the right, who believe that if we just all get behind our banner and pull in the same direction, we'll make all of the problems go away. It's utopian. The idea, if you just believe and work hard enough and get rid of all the people who disagree with us, we'll make all the problems go away by any means necessary, by the way. For example, Senator Erin May Quaid of Apple Valley says if she had her druthers, she would just eminent domain all those alternative pregnancy centers that convince women not to get abortions. She just used the power of the state to bulldoze them all and turn them into abortion clinics. You see, that's utopian. And making, and by the way, use of force, or fantasizing about the use of force to help that vision happen. It's fascist. It's authoritarian. Don't have to call it fascist, but it's most definitely pining to be a general, to being a banana republic generalissimo. Erin May Quaid certainly qualifies. But beyond that, by the way, they co-opt the institutions to give them that force. Not just the police, not just the legislature, not just the academy, although those are all the truth, but also the media and the school, the education systems, the unions. All they co-opted them all to give their rule the force it needs. Which takes us back to Senator Erin May Quaid, by the way, who was saying, "Yeah, we need parents to stop teaching their kids about sexual morality, and that should be the teacher's job." Well, in other words, Erin May Quaid, in addition to fantasizing about using government power to bulldoze the opposition on the abortion issue, wants to use the institutions of education to bulldoze the influence of parents with their children, destroying yet another institution. And by the way, implicit to all that with an authoritarian is the threat of violence, the notion that you have to shut up or get cut up. It's an Elvis Costello line, but it works. The old definition of authoritarianism, of dictatorship, is of totalitarianism, for that matter, is a boot on your throat forever. And that could be a velvet boot. It could be a boot that half of your neighbors think you deserve to have on your neck forever, which, by the way, is a great reason not to have majority rule. But that right there is your definition of, if not fascism with a capital F, certainly authoritarianism. Now, I urge you to look at what's happening at our, quote, elite, end quote, institutions around the country. People preaching a utopia, making all of the problems go away if you just get in line, co-opting the institutions, or in the case of the academics who run these institutions,
participating in your own co-option. And the threat, or in many cases, as we've seen this past week, the reality of violence against the people that you're othering. Oh, we'll come back to that in a moment here. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. One more segment, meaning the fun is just beginning.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. Your smartphone is now your smart radio. There are no limitations on where you can find us. We're always on. It's liberty and truth through your smart speaker. Just say, play Freedom Radio, Minneapolis.
Minnesota's Best Exteriors is hiring roofing and exterior sales pros. We specialize in exterior restoration projects for commercial and residential. Minnesota's Best Exteriors offers the best pay in the industry. No office charge, plus 50% commission on profit. This is an excellent opportunity if you like building relationships, meeting sales targets, and hassle-free production for all jobs sold. Call or text 612-248-9417 or visit mn-best.com today.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Tafoya, and I'm going to share with you a best-kept secret I only recently learned about. Furniture Manor of Osseo, one of the metro area's hidden gems. Furniture Manor is a family-owned furniture store that's been a beloved and trusted fixture in the Osseo community since 1969, and their time-tested reputation is a testament to their craft and commitment to their customers. What makes Furniture Manor special is their huge selection of furniture, from classic to contemporary, from American-made brands like Smith Brothers, Lexington, and Flexsteel, and with hundreds of different fabrics, styles, and finishes, they can help you design a home that reflects your style and personality, and their professionals are ready to help you achieve that. So if you're looking to create a comfortable and refined living space with the help of experts who genuinely want you to be happy, Furniture Manor of Osseo is the metro's best kept secret that you won't want to keep to yourself any longer. And Furniture Manor is easy to find just off Highway 169 in Osseo. Stop in today and get in on the secret.
Save hundreds to thousands with Dollars and Cents Magazine. Look in your mailbox the beginning of every month for offers, coupons, and savings from your favorite businesses. Home improvement, food, fun, entertainment, and everything your family needs. Save big every month with Dollars and Cents Magazine.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up right after the top of the hour here, probably about 15, 20 minutes out here. Him and his cast of thousands, knowing where the bodies of Minnesota politics are all buried, he will be here doing the voodoo he does better than anyone else in the business, except, of course, Brad and I. And I'd like to say we're all right about the same, because this is what we do. By the way, Brad Carlson coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Don't forget King Banyan, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. By the way, it's been a quiet month in Lake Wobegon. No. It's been a quiet month with the band Elephant in the Room. That's going to change next month. We got a couple gigs coming up in the near future here. May 11th, Saturday night, May 11th, we are going to be at the Anoka American Legion. That's 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks? 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, Anoka American Legion. And 3 weeks from tonight, big time fun. We're going to be back at Neeson's in Savage. One of our favorite clubs, one of our many favorite clubs, but this one particular, we just enjoy the heck out of it because something about that club just makes you look and feel like a rock star, even if you're, well, just a small rock star. So anyway, 2 weeks from tonight, Anoka Legion in, well, Anoka,
And, yeah, 3 weeks from tonight, Neeson's in Savage. Stay tuned. Much more to come. We got a busy summer coming up with the band. But anyway, talking before the break about the debasement of our so-called elite institutions of education in the United States, and that has been proceeding apace this past couple of weeks. But seeing the attempt and the largely successful attempts to turn several of our universities, Columbia in particular, Harvard, Yale, the University of Minnesota's got some of this going on as well here. You got students who are attempting to occupy portions of the universities and doing it with all of the grace of a bunch of literal Nazi stormtroopers. And we actually saw, I got to say, I hate to indulge in Schadenfreude, but that's the zeitgeist. The daughter of Ilhan Omar got caught up in one of these. She's at Barnard College, of course. of course she's at Barnard College, and she found herself expelled from Barnard for participating in an illegal occupation of parts of the Barnard. By the way, Barnard is a fully owned subsidiary of Columbia University, basically the same thing. The Columbia University actually, the full-scale occupation of a large chunk of Columbia University this past week led to a group of students declaring it a people's university and taking it over completely. Look, something like you'd see in a situation comedy. It's not. In fact, the human blockade of hundreds of people at Columbia. There was a video that showed this past week, and I posted this at shotinthedark.info in a post entitled "The Kristallnacht Theme Park." A woman named Sahar Tartak wrote about and filmed a human blockade of hundreds of Columbia students and faculty members approaching a small group of Jewish students while saying, "One step forward, push them out of the camp," in perfect unison. It's a Columbia tent encampment, and they wanted to keep Jews out. I believe the German phrase for that was they wanted Judenreinheit. It just seemed to fit to pronounce it in fluent German. By the way, it had its desired effect. Michal Betan wrote, "Columbia Barnard rabbi, the head rabbi of Columbia and Barnard universities, tells his Jewish students to go home. The university can't keep them safe." And the rabbi wrote to one of the students, "Dear student, what we're witnessing in and around campus is terrible and tragic. The events of the last few days, especially last night, where, by the way, Jews were barricaded and Jewish professors had their key cards turned off so they couldn't get into their buildings and couldn't enter the campus. You know, real Berlin 1937 stuff. Have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the New York Police Department cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. It deeply pains me," by the way, this is Rabbi Eli Buchler, the chief rabbi of Columbia University and Barnard College, "deeply pains me to say I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. It's not our job as Jews to ensure our own safety on campus. No one should have to endure this level of hatred, let alone at school." Let me go back to the first segment of this hour when I read from the book, from the essay, I should say, A Nation of Cowards by Jeffrey Snyder, which, again, will be posted in the show post momentarily here. It is your responsibility. First of all, Columbia security could secure them if they wanted to. In fact, by law, they're supposed to. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 requires institutes of higher education to ensure the civil rights of all students. And it was written in an attempt to prevent the Klan from coming onto campuses and depriving African-American and Catholic and Jewish students of their rights. But it's still enforced today. If a mob of sympathizers for, let's be honest, a fascist regime, that would be Hamas, which is literally a fascist regime, literally sympathized in 1940 and sympathizes today with the Nazis, literally venerates Adolf Hitler. They are literally a fascist regime. They promise a utopia. Their institutions haven't been corrupted. They were corrupt from the ground up. And they don't just threaten violence. They deliver on it with gusto. So, yeah, fascist dictatorship. So threatening students on behalf of a literal fascist dictatorship using tactics that would make the brown shirts of the 1920s and 1930s go, kids, you're going to blow whatever sympathy you have among people outside of your little Pauline Kael cult. That's part of the Columbia Security, under the Civil Rights Act, has a legal, let's say nothing, a moral obligation to see to those kids' safety and ability to participate in the educational process. And the New York Police Department, oh, they could guarantee the safety all right. And by the way, we've seen this in Austin, Texas, where people trying to shut down University of Texas at Austin got shut down by the police to the sound of some of their compatriots whining and sniveling about this attack on free speech. This is not free speech. You have no right to infringe on the rights of others, including the rights to use the campus for which they are paying $70,000 a year. That's right. To prevent them from using it. By the way, Columbia has announced they're going online only for the rest of the year. Students who are paying $70,000 a year for the New York on-campus experience, not much thrilled. Expect lawyers to get involved here. And this, along with this could be the best news to come out of this past week. Lawyers are going to settle this. Courts that have to follow the law, at least in theory, are going to settle this. And this is just getting started. So, to you, students and youth of America, I say, eschew fascism. Your friends at Columbia and Yale and MIT aren't doing that. You need to. Jack Tomczak up next. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America. Stay strong.
Spot on, nice fish.
Nice walleye. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Minnesota gold right there.
This is the first restaurant in the world that strictly is decolonized menu.
All right, let's try the soup.
Oh, man, that's good. So earthy and mushroomy.
Where's the seals?
It looks like the ocean.
It's not that cold.
It is that wet, though.
What will your Minnesota travel story be? Discover what makes Minnesota the star of the North at exploreminnesota.com.
Sponsored by Explore Minnesota Tourism, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your children and grandchildren are inheriting a world that's more upside down than ever before. They'll need extraordinary skills to make a positive impact. A Christian education will give them the solid foundation they need to not only endure, but thrive. And that education is available for half off their first year through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. To see our full list of participating schools and to see if the half-off tuitions program is a good fit for your family, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I'm thrilled to share why Heritage Christian Academy holds a special spot in my heart. My wife, Holly, and I met at Heritage back in seventh grade, started dating in high school, got married, and have three kids. We appreciate and realize the sacrifices our parents made to send us to Heritage Christian Academy. The teachers, staff, and liberal arts Christ-centered education is top-notch. Our three daughters are so loved by their teachers and have developed deep friendships at school. They spend time every day with their peers, praying together and growing in a personal relationship with Jesus. Heritage Christian Academy has allowed our kids to discover their unique talents and God-given gifts. We really value the focus on character development. Heritage Christian Academy seeks to educate a generation of Christian leaders and is doing a wonderful job of it. We as parents are grateful to be able to partner with them in educating our girls. Discover for your own family Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove. To schedule a visit today, search Heritage Christian Academy, Maple Grove.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
AM 12.